especially speaking of guys who are kind of a little lower key, even yeah. though he gets like the, you know, he gets the boom, like during the shows and whatnot. Boom has like a kind of a nice scene in Vistoria, where he's at in the cathedral and whatnot. Is he, so what's his status with the band at this point? Is he like officially in the band, or is it kind of like a Ron Wood thing where it could like, you know, he's kind of an associate for years or whatever?
Boom is definitely in the band, but, you know, he doesn't, but he's probably, Matt, as the five of us are the core of the band, Boom is in the band within that, so maybe like a Ron Wood character, but we wouldn't be the same band without him. He brings a character and a spirituality and a killer keyboard quality to us that we would have never had, and I've always wanted that in a band, in our band, is to have some guy playing keys, and Ed had found him and they had found each other in Hawaii, so...
I was going to ask you how you met. He just kind of showed up for a riot act. It's like, hey, there's like a new guy.
Yeah, he talked to us and said, hey, I got this new guy, Boom, this word player, and we were said, hey, well, sure, let's try him out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I'd wanted, since 92, I'd wanted to get some kind of keys or piano in our band, and I was pretty stoked to just hear what he could add, and came, and he had a cool personality, and he'd been a guy that'd been playing over in Hawaii for years, you know, playing the real tough kind of gigs, the tourist gigs, but he also played with Albert Collins back in the day, so he's got kind of a blues background to him, and we just liked him, and from then on, we were like, okay, let's get him in the band. And so he's just been on the road, and he's been with us ever since. So he's with us, but, you know, before, the five of us are the main, but he's like our big brother, I guess.
Gotcha.
It's kind of a Ron Wood thing, like you're saying.